Welcome back. Well, Willan, I want to head to Indianapolis and check in with Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business. Gary, right now, the city is taking over the financing of Pan Am Plaza. But before we kind of really get into all of that, when you say the city is taking over this financing, what do you mean? Does that mean the mayor of Indy?
Yeah, the city of Indianapolis, city government, is saying, hey, we're going to come in and we're going to put together a package that will finance this, what is now a $500+ million project,
wow.
New Hilton Signia Hotel on Pan Am Plaza. And it's been talked about for a couple of years. It was delayed by the pandemic. The city officials believe that this is critical for the city's convention business to lure more big conventions, to keep the big conventions that are here now as well.
Uh-huh.
Kite Realty Group is the private sector company developing the project. They said, hey, we just can't put a deal together in this environment with rising interest rates, tight commercial real estate market. So the city believes it's an important enough project that they're going to come in and sell bonds and then pay off those bonds with the revenue from the project to get the project underway.
So that's pretty crazy. So what they're saying here essentially is without this, they risk losing this tourism and in the convention business that is downtown Indy.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to hear, you have folks who support this idea who said it is important for the city. It needs to get done. The city needs to step in and make it happen. You are going to hear, I believe, some folks are going to come out in opposition and say, hey, why is government, why is city
right.
government getting involved in a private sector deal?
Right.
And there are others, other hotel operators in downtown who will talk about that, I think, and kind of raise some objections to this and saying that it's going to hurt ultimately going to hurt their business, actually. So we'll see what happens. It's a really high profile project.
Yeah.
You say Pan Am Plaza is right across from the convention center, and this project would connect to the convention center as well. So a high profile project that probably is going to become a little bit controversial. Possibly.
Yeah, I'd say so for sure. I'm glad you put it on our radar. Also, really quick while I have you, a congratulations is in order, Gary, because Inside Indiana Business, I can't believe it, is celebrating 25 years on the air this month. You actually launched the show on May 1st, 1998. Did you ever think from where you started to where things are now that it would be like this?
No, I've got to tell you, no. it's been amazing, you know. At 1,300 plus shows, 8,000 interviews, and we're still rolling. And what I'm really excited about is we're still in a growth mode,
yeah.
And especially as it relates to statewide coverage in markets like Fort Wayne, which is where, by the way, Kayla, I don't know if you know it, I started my career right out of college in Fort Wayne.
No, I did not know that. What'd
yeah,
you do?
Channel 33.
Okay.
Back in the day, WKJG, and then went over to PTA, Channel 21, for a year and a half before moving to Indy. So always have a soft spot in my heart for Fort Wayne, to be sure. But very excited, and thanks for mentioning the 25 years. Excited at the milestone and everybody that helped make it happen, but really excited for what's next, too.
Yeah, you should be very proud of yourself, Gary. Good stuff. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Hey, thanks, Kayla. Have a great week.
Hey, you too. That's Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business. And the story that we were talking about involving Pan Am Plaza, like he said, it is going to get controversial. If you want to check it out and read more for yourself, you can do so online at insideindianabusiness.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.